Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And a lot of us know about astrology. We know, most of us know our sun signs, and some of us know a lot more than that. But at least we know the basic sun sign, like I'm a Libra, and what are you? Well, I presume you know. And the things we know about astrology for most of us are that it has to do with personality, and we behave in certain ways that our sun signs predict. Well, there's so much more to it, and there's even the way astrology works for our bodies. Our sun signs actually have a lot to do with the way our bodies function. And to help us understand that, because I'm sure you want to know why your body behaves the way it does, according to your sun sign, there's a whole field called medical astrology, and it's quite profound. And so a friend of mine, who I've known for many years, has written a book called Galactic Code, and she's our guest to talk about medical astrology. Tanya Schneider, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Can you explain what your credentials are so we understand why you're talking about medical astrology?
I finished the medical academy, and after that I was a researcher. I did a PhD in biology, and then I started practicing again in medicine. And later on in psychiatry. I was very happy when I started learning astrology 10 years ago, and I was able to kind of classify all my knowledge and put it in more a more fundamental system that it was.
That's why I'm happy that you're on the show, because you have a medical background, you have a psychology background, and an astrology background. So you're putting them all together. And there's so much that we need to know. Your book is so full of incredible information. And I'm a Libra. What does that mean to you?
Well, Peter, you know, our sun sign means a lot, because in my system, Galactic Code, I was basing myself in the Zodiac Man. Zodiac Man is an astrology system that was known for many thousand years, and it was saying that each zodiac sign is coding one part of our body. And after I did the research, I came to the conclusion that it's more than that. Each sign is coding a whole system in the body, and the signs that come in the same element are basically constructing the same system. So
there are how many elements, and what signs comprise the different elements?
Well, there are four elements in the zodiac, and each element is comprised by three signs. So each sign, like there are three signs that are making a bigger system. So there are four major systems that are making the whole energetic field around the person's body.
Okay, I'm a Libra, so which system, which element and which system am I in, and what other signs are with me?
So as a Libra, you belong to the air sign. And the air sign is a nervous system in the body. And Libra is constructing a particular part of the nervous system, which is basically based in the neck. And it has 12 brothers and sisters, as they're called. So Libra was known for many thousand years as the friend of the biggest friend of the human being, because it you know, it's a nervous system with all the regulation of the body.
That's because it's the nervous system based at the back of the head, and so it it really covers the entire physiology.
Exactly. Nervous system plays a huge role in the body, and all the three signs of the air, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius, are parts of the nervous system and are different parts. Like Gemini is a frontal lobe of the person, which is regulating the whole nervous system, and Aquarius are the nervous receptors in the human blood vessels, which are located all around the body and know everything about it. About the body.
Uh-huh. So that's those three now. And what does that mean for me that I have this particular nervous system energy?
As you know, that you are, you belong to the air sign, you know that your sun is operating more on the air element. Which means that your way of thinking, your intelligence has a certain quality to it, and it's more logical and more based on relationships as well.
Okay, that's good. And now Gemini, to me, is important. My son is a Gemini, and he's a lawyer. Does that make sense?
Right. Gemini is known, the whole zodiac represents a cycle of the human being, like a wheel or the wheel of life. And Gemini starts the wheel of life after Cancer, which is based on the top of the head and is super conscious. It's like divine. It's not divine by age. It's super conscious. Gemini is beginning of consciousness, so it's the leader of the human cycle, and it likes to think. You know, it's the beginning of the nervous system. It likes to come with ideas. Gemini is always like to the most favorite thing is to think and to come with basic ideas. Yes,
that makes sense. Now, my wife is a Cancer. You just talked about Cancer and being super conscious. Mm-hmm. So I think that says a lot about her.
Right. So Cancer belongs to the water signs, and the water signs, have a certain quality to them. They are very compassionate. They represent the lymphatic system in the body, and parts of the lymphatic system which operates with protection, with reproduction, and with nutrition. So Cancer, being a sign of nutrition, it feeds the whole body and likes to be very family oriented and very friendly to everybody and compassionate. So Cancer is the organizer of the whole zodiac. It's on top of the zodiac, and it's having the superconscious qualities of the brain, which means that they connected to the other galaxies beyond ours. And I believe that the ruling system of this is beyond our solar system. That's our connection to the universe and to other galaxies. And I believe that Sirius is the one that operates it, yeah.
I always thought my wife was otherworldly.
Yeah, they're very interesting people, Cancer people, because they have a very friendly, bubbly quality to their intellect and their way of thinking, and they are very social-oriented towards other people.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Now, that's what you said, that's a water sign. What are the other two water signs?
Two other water signs are Pisces and Scorpio. And all the three systems are the basic, program the basic systems. I believe that they are connected with the first water beings, you know, that had the first primary systems like nutrition, protection, lymphatic system, or other systems before that, and reproduction. So the water system is the main basic system of the body, yeah.
Uh-huh. And my son is a Scorpio. So what does that say about him?
Scorpios are connected Well, first of all, it's the water system, so it's also very social and people connected. They are connected with reproduction, which is the first system of human relationships. It starts, with when people are already mature and have their basic feelings and intuition to themselves, like a lot of intuition towards other people's feelings, emotions, because the reproduction system has a lot of knowledge about the world.
Yes, and that defines my son very well. He's extremely social. Everybody loves him. He really gets it about people, and people really appreciate that about him. So that's wonderful to know. And then what's the other water sign?
Pisces. So Pisces is also a very compassionate sign. It represents the emotional quarter, as I wanted to say. The zodiac is divided by four quarters, and the top of the head is the brain quarter, and the front of the body is the emotional quarter, which is comprised by three signs of emotions. The feet is the earth sign, more connected with people's deeds on earth. And the back of the body is more connected with relationships and connections between people. And the three signs of relationships are Scorpio, Libra, and Virgo, where Virgo is the top of wellness, wellness in all terms of people's well-being and relationships.
Now, that's three
signs. It's about the consciousness of well-being,
Three signs are for relationships. So those are three elements that are for relationships.
Yes, each quarter is based on three elements, which together make this human sphere of being. So knowing our sun sign, we can know as well which sphere of life we belong to. Say, talking about Pisces, Pisces represents the basic lymphatic system, which has to do with people's emotions, because Pisces is based on two prior systems, Taurus and Aries, which are emotional systems. And being a lymphatic system is the third, they call it the third heart of the person. It takes like a lot of human emotions into it and stores it throughout the life. So that's why, our emotions, which we acquired in the childhood, they are very important and they last through the whole life. Thymus is the basic organ of lymphatic system, and it lives only 13 years. After 13 years of life, it gets destroyed. It gets atrophied. So 13 years of life are very important to accumulate emotions in the lymphocytes.
Okay. Now, we talked about earth signs and water signs. My mother was a Taurus. What is that?
Yeah. So Taurus is a earth sign together with Capricorn and Virgo. Earth signs are very grounded, and they are responsible more of themselves. Water signs being responsible and connected to other people, earth signs are very grounded in terms of reflection, responsibility, and perception of the world. So in other terms, water sign being a divine element of connecting or everything, earth being, the element of construction and perception of the world. Taurus represents the human senses and like eyes, ears, voice as well, throat. And Taurus is very important for accumulating emotions. It's the first basic sign of emotion. So knowing that you're Taurus, you know that you're very perceptive, you like your visual, you like to have a very determined way of being, you like to have a path.
Well,
as well as communicating, the organs of sense are accumulating our feelings and the feelings like to be communicated and expressed.
All right. And see, now you were talking also about physiology, because this is also about medical astrology. And so all of these different senses and, you know, physical emphases that you're, you know, that each sign represents has its own complications in life, its own ways mm-hmm. that those systems can be strong or weak, and then it must have a lot to do with the other planets that we're born into that might create complications for these systems that we're born with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, each sign has its pluses and minuses, of course, and you know, we have a ruling planet, which means a planet of the solar system, which directs the energy of the zodiac to the body. So each sign is connected to a certain planet of the certain of the solar system, and this planet determines. First of all, it determines the development, the time of development of the system, as well as certain you know, qualities. And in the medical terms, they can be in a good shape or in a bad shape, and it also would depend on how the this quarter of the body is energized by the planets. Say the Taurus person has Sun in Taurus, and that would give him a lot of pluses, as well as, you know, uncertainties. Sun is not providing, you know, the whole quality of the system. The person will struggle also to be on this way in a perfect way, to be visual, to be well on his path. If he's not on his path, I mean, he will be suffering, and, you know, that would be the major kind of concern, probably the major problem that he needs to address in life.
So what you're saying makes sense, that we have these different systems at play. For instance, for me, it's the nervous system. And so where my sign isn't supported by different planets and different, let's say, even transits through planets, can create complications in those systems. Is that right?
Yes. The aspects of the planets would determine the interaction of the systems, and if those interactions are in a tense position, you know, between these two systems, that may create problems, and especially when it's emphasized by the transits, because the transits would bring the major collision to whatever we have in the natal chart.
Right, and for those unfamiliar with what transits are, it's just the way the planets keep moving through our life and affect us as in their motions they affect all of the aspects of our bodies and our minds and our emotions, our feelings, and our spirituality as well.
And wherever the major planets are, and the major planets are usually the sun, and the personal planets which are close to the sun, this will determine the also how the systems of the body are energized in this certain time.
Right, and I like that because, as we know, Mercury, for instance, is very quick moving around the sun. And what does that mean in terms of our growth?
Well, nervous system is the first system arising in the body as consciousness. Gemini frontal lobes are about communicating with oneself and others on a conscious way. We know that thoughts are the most quick in our life, and they're moving very quickly. And you know, the construction of the nervous system is so important. It's, you know, it's important to emphasize that every 3 months Mercury is rotating. So every 3 months the changes can be in the body, in the nervous system. That's how quick, you know, it reacts, it responds. And they never and system children, the body as well is formed by 3 months of age,
right.
Yes.
So for babies, for instance, every 3 months there's a new kind of breakthrough in thinking.
Yes. The first 3 months are extremely important because this is the development of the nervous system, and by 3 months the baby should be already able to look consciously at other people, smile consciously at them, have all the reflexes in the normal way, hold his head, and all this normal kind of things.
That's at 3 months. And then at 6 months, there's more development. At 9 months, in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, you know, very, you can see how babies develop. I mean, when we're older, every 3 months, you know, doesn't probably mean a whole lot anymore.
Yeah, especially for each planet, the first time of their action is the most important. Like for Mercury, it's the first 3 months of life. The first 3 months for Venus, it's the first 8 months. The rotation of Venus is 8 months around the Sun, and this is the time of the arisal of the sensory organs. The baby learns to recognize people and develops a stranger anxiety, which he doesn't. If he didn't see other people, he's afraid of them. So that's the sensory perception. By 1 year of age, we start developing emotions, which is the rotation of the Earth around the Sun. And by 13 of age, that's the accumulation of all emotional. All emotions in the body, which is the time of a Neptune location in one sign. For the bigger planets like Uranus, Pluto, and Neptune, it's not the time of rotation, but the time of staying in one sign.
Uh-huh.
So that develops
right. It moves from sign to sign to sign, very slowly. So the duration in one sign means a lot, and then it moves to another sign, and then it represents a different aspect of how that distant planet is affecting us.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Now, what about Mars?
Well, Mars is rotating 2 years and 2 months. And in the system of galactic code, it rules Libra, because Mars is about action and Libra is about action in the body. And Mars develops the toddler age. It's about growing of the toddler and developing autonomy of relating to oneself and others, because for toddlers it's very important to the connection to the parent. When they run to the parent, get their hug, and then they go to their individual activity and can stay by themselves. And the same is about Libra, which is the nervous system, which needs to provide for oneself and for others, and needs to have this balance of relating to, of recognizing oneself and relating to others as well.
And now we're talking about the terrible twos, and Mars might play a real role in that, right?
Yes, the terrible twos are, you know, an extremely important time in people's life, and it develops the whole relationship sphere. And Mars is about relationships. It covers Libra, which is located in the back of the neck and in the quarter of people's relationships. It's the cardinal sign of people's relationships.
Okay.
And it carries the element. Each cardinal sign carries the element of in the body, of which is significant for the work of the system. So Libra being the nervous system, the element that works in the nervous system is the electromagnetic field, which is passed by the nervous cells, and it is located in the spinal fluid, because all the ions are located in a big concentration in the spinal fluid of the body.
What about
at
Capricorn?
At the back of the body.
What is Capricorn?
Capricorn is another Earth sign. which is a cardinal sign as well, and it carries information about the bones. Bones being, you know, the biggest responsibility, which carries the whole body, and the bone marrow being the brain of the human being, you know, are it kind of counteracts the brain which we have in the head. This is the human brain. So Capricorn is responsible for the person, you know, for its meaning in the world, you know, its designs, actions, responsibilities, and it carries the element of the bones, which is light. The humans are being, you know, light beings.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So
same about other signs of the earth. Taurus is our eyes, which you know, accept light. And Virgo is a part of the brain, which also works with the light and with the consciousness.
It's fascinating how all of these signs have, you know, these important this important information for us in managing our bodies in life and seeing what can possibly be our trouble. Because for me, my nervous system hasn't supported different parts of my body the way it could. So I've always had to do things to enhance my nervous system.
Exactly, Peter, because when we are in certain signs and we know where we belong in the wheel of life and where we belong in terms of the element, we know where we should put our efforts the most, because that's where our most interest lies, where our personality lies. So for you, it's more like relationships and nervous system. It's about like being loyal to this and being, you know, full representing that. Right. For Taurus, that would be senses and being, you know, loyal to being on their path and being, you know, visual and being right how they do things.
Uh-huh. What sign are you?
Well, I'm Taurus.
Okay.
And I'm actually 0 degrees, which like in the beginning is the strongest energy of the sun sign. So I definitely agree and determine myself as a very visual person, and I like arts. I like very much you know, visual things.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. No, and this is like Taurus is always on a path of struggle, because as soon as Taurus is not confident if they're on the right path, they start struggling and start kind of you know, doubting and fighting
right, well,
for themselves.
Tanya, we really have to call it an end to the show, because I hear the background music, so the engineer
mm-hmm,
is telling
mm-hmm.
us. So Tanya Schneider, Medical Astrology, Galactic Code, where can people go for more information?
The book is on Amazon, and it's each chapter describes particular qualities of the signs and gives the direction how to know oneself better and how to use this knowledge.
Wonderful. Tanya, thank you so much for being a guest on Energy Stew.
Thank you very much, Peter. It was very, very nice to be a guest.
Thank you. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening.